keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
Oh my god, I am very tired.
Yeah.
I know we're always tired, but whoo!
You are especially tired.
I'm officially homeless and especially tired.
I want congratulations on being homeless.
Everybody, thank you. Thank you.
Give it up for Megan's homelessness.
For me not having anywhere to live.
Yeah. So you have a new background now. So where are you now? You're in?
I'm in Capo Beach. Okay. Down in Orange County. Yeah, I did. I foolishly packed the cup of pens. So we're off the rails here. All our tech is in pods moving to the Midwest. So who knows what's going to happen this episode.
Yeah, that cup of pens is broken. So what's your phone on now?
A train case.
Better. It's a train of pens.
Yep, it's a whole train of pens. Some melatonin in there. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there.
Train of pens. That sounds like the venereal disease. Oh, I got train of pens. Is there...
It is. It is now.
Yeah.
If anyone could start spreading that around the country, I think it's the two of us.
Right. And by spreading the term and the disease, it's a new strain.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm like delirious.
Oh my god. So what's going on? So you, the last few days, like what happened, like with moving and like.
So we did everything this weekend. I mean, like we packed boxes and stuff.
Yeah.
But so we loaded up. We got two pods delivered, which was fucking badass. So the people, we got U-Haul pods, which if you're moving, is probably the best and cheapest way, but like a bitch because you have to do everything yourself. They dropped them off. And it was this like 5'2" tiny lady by herself. Okay. With like a fucking forklift.
Awesome.
Oh, it was like in the middle of traffic, like stopping. Oh, it was great.
Wait, in the middle of traffic?
Hated us.
Wait, how did this? Because I guess, how did they have to do it?
She just pulled over this giant truck on the side of Bronson.
Yeah.
So like blocked one lane of traffic.
And now we can give away your address because you don't live there anymore. So good luck. Oh, yeah. Good luck finding them, suckers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but she was super cool. And then she dropped them off Saturday at like 10:30 in the morning. And we had all our shit in the pods by like 4.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And it was just the two of you?
No, Preston's parents came out because they like tasks.
Yeah, I was going to say
they like projects.
Well, and especially when you have kids and then they get older, because my parents are like that, where they feel like they just feel like useless. And so they're like, let us help you do something. We have literally nothing to do.
Yeah. No, basically, that's what happened. His parents are driving his car back to St. Louis right now.
Well, that's
because
fun for
they
them.
Wanted to. Not because we were like, hey, could you do us this favor? Because his mom was like, that's not fair. You get to go on a road trip. I want to go on a road trip. So they flew to LA to then drive Preston's shitty Blazer back to St. Louis.
Now, that, first of all, it's funny, like, it's not that we get to go on a road trip.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know. That's it.
Trust us. If we had the money, we would ship the car and take a flight.
Yeah. Yeah. This no, it's. Not,
this is not, we get to go. This is like, I love rich people. Where, like, they do poor people shit for fun.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, and, they're going to Roswell.
Awesome.
Because his dad's gotten real into aliens recently. Specifically, the ancient kind.
Well, yeah. These modern aliens, it's like, they're always on their phones.
I know. These millennial aliens.
I know. Millennial aliens, it's too much. I heard Malalians are they're not having as much sex. You know, I heard Malalians are just not fucking. They all have
no. They're just not fucking because they can just watch other Malalians do whatever they want at the click of a mouse.
Right. So, okay. Ugh. So his dad's super into aliens.
Super into aliens. So they're going to Roswell, which his mom is real excited. She's like very, because I think she was like, oh, this will be fun. And then we'll like stay in like cool hotels or whatever. But instead, they're just doing like 3 days in Roswell, which I'm pretty sure is like a place you can like do a couple hours and be like, well, check that off the list. Wait. Got a weird keychain.
Hold on. I got a weird keychain made out of beef jerky.
Oh, what a dream. Oh, by the way, Doug Dixon, who's definitely listening, made us like 3 pounds of beef jerky.
Amazing.
For the road trip that we broke into while stuck in traffic in downtown LA. So I don't think it's going to last till we actually leave on Friday.
I like that. Now, I know last episode we were joking about like bring salted meats, but like when you go on a road trip, and I do this when I fly anywhere, there's something like where you just have anxiety. Not everyone's like this, but where you get anxiety and you're like, we're going to be in a car. We should bring lots of dried goods.
I have so much trail mix.
I saw the picture on Instagram of your
so much food. Like part of me kind of hopes we get stuck in the snow somewhere because we have coats, blankets. I have 2 liters of water. I'm planning for the apocalypse.
It's like
in a Kia Soul.
It's like you're going in a Kia Soul. You're not going in a covered wagon. You're not like blazing new territory.
We're going on paved roads.
Right. Every time we go to trip, it's like, well, we got to have 3 pounds of beef jerky. What are we going to do? Eat each other?
Yeah, exactly. What if there's traffic? What if we can't stop and eat every 30 minutes?
Right. What if there's traffic? What if we get sucked in a portal where we're not in the United States of America, where people are morbidly obese? Like we have a problem with
everywhere.
Too much food.
Yeah, and I could stand to lose 20 pounds. So maybe we leave the beef jerky behind and I just don't eat for a few hours.
Wait, we need to make sure we have access to at least 5,000 calories a day, each of us.
Also, keep in mind, we're expending basically no energy. Right. We're going to be in the car for like eight hours at a stretch. So just keep eating.
We're going to be
burning. And make sure, like, very nutrient dense.
Right.
Beef jerky, trail mix.
I need nuts. I want to be able to absorb the most amount of calories while exerting the least amount of energy.
Yeah.
It's very important.
I love that I'm going to gain 20 pounds in the next 2 weeks. Megan, what'd you eat? A lot of almonds.
Yeah. Those are the good fats, right?
Yeah, it's healthy fats.
And what's nice is with the trail mix.
It doesn't look so healthy on you.
Oh, hello.
Oh.
And what's nice is, but I balance the almonds and the dried meat with dried fruit. So you have a good balance of constipation with bouts of intense diarrhea.
Oh, that's exactly. It's going to be. I already know how the shitting's going to work on this trip.
Yeah.
Because also anxiety and nerves.
I'll tell you exactly how it's going to
work. Very emotionally crazy week.
In my pants. That's why we have to eat all the trail mix so we have empty Tupperware for our shit.
Yeah. That's why I brought such a big Tupperware. Because I'm going to save all of our shits. We'll throw it on that. When we're hiking, we'll hide it places.
Yeah.
So then people can be like, oh, is there a Bigfoot here?
Right. You can use it to scare off big animals.
Or attract them.
Right. One of the two. You'll either scare them off or there's another giant creature. It looks like they've only been eating nuts and fruit. So it's a woodland creature.
So it's definitely a wild animal.
It looks like
it does not have access to modern amenities.
It looks like this shit comes from a creature that's only eating exclusively what it can find. Not what it wants.
I don't think I'm going to take a regular shit maybe for a month.
Oh.
Because I'm so stressed.
Yeah.
I didn't shit for like 3 days this week. And I was like, something is wrong with me. And then I took like 6 shits on Saturday. So I'm anticipating the whole road trip. I'm just going to be storing it.
Yeah.
In case I need it. And then just like we'll be stuck in the middle of nowhere where there's like nothing for 2 hours in every direction. And then I'm going to have to shit.
Yeah. Did you bring toilet paper in the car?
Good idea.
That is the number one thing that people don't think about. Bring toilet paper in your car.
We have a snow. Oh, thanks everybody for the tire chain help. Pretty much basically everyone was like, you don't need them, but I bought them anyways.
Oh, good.
Everyone was like, you don't need them. And I was like, yeah, but I would. Right. Like, that's, no one else has ever needed them, but we would get stuck.
Yeah.
In the middle of a mountain. Yeah. It's also like really dumping snow in Oregon right now, and we're driving right through that.
Well, what, so, but not having chains is an excuse to break into your snacks.
That's true. But you know what else is an excuse to break into our snacks? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. It's like when you get on a plane, I do that too, and I have to remind myself, I'm not flying a lot, but I'm starting to fly just like a little, with a little more frequency. And so now I have to learn, like, I used to be, every time I got on a flight, I would be like, I would just pack food to get on the plane, and I would just start eating sandwiches at whatever time of the day. And it's like, you're going to be, you're sitting for 5 hours. At home, you would go for 5 hours without eating, and it's not a big deal. But you get on a plane, and I'm like, I must eat 3 sandwiches and 2 kind bars.
It's an anxiety thing.
Yeah.
No, it's like, it's a combination of boredom and anxiety. Because when you're bored or nervous, it's just like nervous eating.
Yeah.
You're like, this is something to do.
Yeah.
That I cannot think about the fact that this plane could crash at any moment.
Right.
I'll just eat another sandwich.
And you're going to be in the car with them. So if you're chewing, that means you don't have to talk as much with your love of your life.
Oh, thank God.
The love of your life in your car.
I can't wait for, we're definitely going to get into some good fights.
You're going to get into some good fights. And also the other thing too, is you're going to be farting a lot in that car.
He's so used to that.
Yeah.
All I do is fart. It's like, that's like top 5 things I do. Well, things I do well.
Top 5 fave farts. Go.
Oh God. How did I, it's, well, so hard to choose.
This is
today?
Yeah.
This morning?
Right.
Or like lifetime?
Ever. This is the new podcast. We're trying to get popular and get traction. So it's Who Sharted. This is our new podcast. It's the road trip pod.
It's well, we really were in a pretty shit-centric podcast already.
Right.
So we might as well just lean all the way into that.
That's a good way to plug. It should, look, I know Pussy Fart Gang sounds edgy, but we're more of a shit-centric podcast.
Yeah, we should have. Pussy Shit Gang? Is there still time? Can we still change it?
Pussy Shark Gang.
I'll get Tyler right on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you change just a little? More brown. We need more brown in this logo.
Yeah. God. So that's exciting, though. So you're like officially, do you feel a little bit more relaxed now that everything's out and it's like done and you're on to the next step?
Yeah. No, not really. Well, so I kind of talked.
That was good. That was almost motivational. Like, yes. Nope.
Nope. Not at all. Well, so my mom broke her hip last week, which, yeah, I don't think we've talked about. I kind of said like my mom was like stuff was going on.
Yeah.
But my mom broke her hip, which is really like impeccable timing.
Yeah.
For the anxiety I already have about leaving and now being like, oh, cool. Now I have to leave my crippled mother.
Yeah.
Bye.
I mean,
we have to go. Bye.
You're like, oh, I'm so sad. I'm just, so, because you're sad because your mom's hurt. No, I didn't realize that's such a selfish bitch of a mother.
Yeah. Oh, she did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Knowing my mom, she, oh, I fell.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Of course you
fuck
did.
Fuck off, old lady. Ooh. Yeah, I get it. You fell.
Yeah. Oh, I accidentally fell. How'd you fall? I don't know. I was just leaving all these banana peels over my kitchen floor. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I just slipped on my tears because my daughter's abandoning me. That's, yeah, all. I mean, no big deal.
I mean, but it happens, right? It's whatever. Anyway, you don't have to stay. You can keep moving.
Yeah,
keep
no,
moving.
Go. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh, ow. Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm sure your food truck will love you as much as I do.
Yeah, yeah. No, that gave birth to you and cared for you your whole life. Yeah. No, you should go do that. Go do
that. You should do that. It's fine. I mean, I'm fine. I mean, I have to be fine because I physically can't move. You know, it's like I can't
go
anywhere.
Am I talking? Are you my mother right now?
Yeah. I can't go
anywhere.
I
just had this conversation this morning. This is crazy.
It's fine. I have to. I'm bedridden. So, I mean, what are we going to do anyway? Hike? I mean, come on, Megan. It's fine. We'll FaceTime.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't want my daughter to sit with me. Well, okay. She is in the saddest fucking nursing home, by the way. I want to say right now, like 65, 70, whenever, if I start getting like not well.
Yeah.
I'm just going to shoot myself.
Yeah.
Go, like, because she's just there because she has, like, a broken hip. Well, it's fractured. That's the shitty thing, too. It's fractured. It's not even broken. So they can't, like, go in and, like, repair it. She just can't move for a couple of weeks.
Oh, my God.
So it's, she's just, like, stuck in bed. But it's so sad going to visit her because there's so many old people. And, like, no one comes to visit them. And they're just these sad people in wheelchairs. Like, all drugged up. It's super depressing. It's so depressing.
It's so sad. It's like all those. Yeah. Where is she staying?
Like, she's up in Ventura.
Yeah. The nursing home thing is like, it's such a bummer. My dad's wife, her parents are like looking at nursing homes because they're both in their like late 80s. And yeah, it's like, it's hard to find a good one. And my great grandparents, like, I've watched people be in those because it's just like,
well,
this
and this
weird...
isn't like a nursing home, like a, where like you have your own apartment. Like, this is like a poor person rehab facility nursing home type deal.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you get out of the hospital, but you can't really go home yet, but right. The hospital's also like, fuck you, get out of here. Because they're monsters. So it's all people that are like very sick for the most part, or just very old and like can't take care of themselves. It's really depressing. There's like three people per room.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
So I'm just going to kill myself. or someone else can kill me.
Right.
Hey, if we're still doing the podcast, maybe we'll like, you know,
I'll
be
do
like
it.
A raffle.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be
oh,
fun.
Oh, no, I was thinking a listener.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know what? That's a better idea. They've given a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, come on. Who's not going to want to kill us if we've been doing this for 50 fucking years?
Right. If
like,
anyone,
finally.
If anyone would take joy in killing us, it's people that listen to this podcast.
It's someone that listens to this podcast.
It could be you listening right now.
Yeah, you could kill me someday. Doesn't that make you want to rate and review and give to our Patreon?
Doesn't it? And it's nice.
That you could kill me someday.
Right. You could
what
kill Megan one day. And, you know, and I'll put that out there because I also don't want to be like a vegetable. So you could kill us. And it's fun because then you're putting us and yourself out of misery. So we're helping everyone.
You're helping. I mean, yeah, because not just you and us. Think about the pussy fart gang community.
Right.
How much you'd be helped by murdering us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we need to stop this because I feel like we might have a listener or two who's a little unhinged and is going to come and kill us. They'd but you wanted me to.
I can think
in 50 years. We want you to kill us in 50 years, not a second earlier.
Right, and we have to say, well, there's a code word. So we'll think of a code word. And that means that, like, yes, kill us. So yes, kill us.
Yes, kill us means kill. No, we'll just say yes, kill us. That's the code word. The code word is please God kill me.
Yes. Okay, and go. Oh, yeah. I could think of two listeners right now specifically. I got their names in my brain that would probably show up with a gun. So.
Oh, definitely.
Wait till we give you the go ahead.
Yeah. Again, the code word is it's been 50 years.
We are
please
so sorry.
Me. It's more of a code phrase. It's a code. It's a code paragraph.
It'll be a code
that
episode.
We'll recite to you.
Yeah, it'll be an epicode. This is a it's very special epicode.
Oh yeah, and thanks to a couple of listeners who have bought us lunch.
Thank you.
Not you and me. Me and Preston. They've sent money so that they could buy us a lunch on our road trip.
Oh, nice.
Which is very sweet.
Oh, that's very sweet. How much did they
give
you?
You could give us money.
Yeah.
Too much money.
Oh, nice.
Like too much money where I was like, you're stupid. Thank you.
That's good.
But how dare you be this nice?
Yeah.
Maybe I cried. It's been a very emotional week.
Are you still ovulating or did you start bleeding? Did you crack those eggs?
Oh, I mean, the whites are still leaking out.
Yeah.
But the yolk hasn't really poked through yet.
Really?
So now I'm not bleeding.
Oh, my God. That's stress.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And the growing baby inside of me.
Yeah. That's so fun, too, to have the stress of moving. And then when your hormones pile on top of that and then people give you money. And so then everything is just crying.
And your mom breaks her hip. Oh, yeah. It's been like a real. Yeah. And everyone being nice. Ugh.
It's been a real roller coaster, mostly all downhill. At this point,
oh,
it's just
very,
a drop.
Yeah.
It's been a
exactly.
steep drop.
Yeah, it's like I'm in an elevator. I'm in that weird Hulu show. I'm in an elevator with a stalker. Have you watched that yet?
No. What is this?
That Hulu, it's like a, or it's not a movie. It's like, I guess it's going to be a series, but it's a standalone episode. It's kind of Twilight Zone-y.
Okay.
They were fucking running the shit out of ads. It's like a office, and it's a dude and a chick, and then the elevator breaks, and they're stuck in the elevator. It's a long weekend, but then it becomes clear that he's like a stalker.
Okay. Interesting.
You know, it's a love story.
Yeah.
It's a classic boy meets girl.
It sounds romantic. Wait,
boy rapes girl in an elevator.
Right. Boy rigs elevator to break down. All the effort that men go to try to have sex with the person they're stalking. When it's like that time and energy.
Just ask.
Yeah.
Just ask.
Just ask us. It's not that hard. We'll say yes
or no.
We'll
probably say we're very lonely.
Right. He's like,
I have a serious boyfriend. I'll probably still say okay.
Right. He's like, hey, I was wondering if I could. Yes, please kill us. Oh, is that not the question?
Oh, yeah. You can kill us, and so then we'll have sex with you.
Yeah. Oh, that's the only time. That's my favorite time to have sex, when I'm dead or close to.
When you're dead? Ugh. Mm-hmm. What a dream.
Because then you don't have, you're not feeling it. You're not with it.
You know exactly how I want to have sex.
Right.
Just dead.
Just the way I like to fuck. Nice and dead.
Oh my God. Ugh.
Wait, so
you don't get
show,
to yawn.
I know. I do get to yawn because I'm stressed out too. I was having sex all night.
Oh no, that's the same situation as I'm in.
I know. So it's like very similar.
I haven't had sex in weeks.
Well, you're going to be stuck in a car. So you guys are going to fuck on the road.
There's no room. We have no room to fuck in the car.
Use some of that
it's
lunch.
It's full of our earthly possessions.
Well, where you stay in those hotels, you can fuck in the snow.
Oh, I don't think that sounds at all fun.
Your big old
we only have one emergency blanket. I don't think we can fuck in the snow.
Just like trying to pull your dick at, like, and your pussy out.
My dick?
Yeah, your dick.
My dick, his pussy.
This
a
is
love
the
story.
This is the review. Her dick, his pussy.
Can we? Okay, that's yet another classic PFG rom-com.
Right.
Idea.
Okay.
Her
so
dick, his pussy.
Her dick, his pussy. What's it about? All right, so they're stuck in an elevator.
There's no, they're stuck. They're on a road trip, right?
Yeah.
And they, okay, it's kind of like, no, hear me out. Little Freaky Friday situation, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it start like, God, he has a dick and she has a pussy. Also, gender is fluid, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Anyways, so they pull over.
Disclaimer.
They pull over to fuck in the snow.
Yeah.
Right? So they fuck in the snow. He still has a dick. She still has a pussy. And then they have one of those emergency blankets like we have that are like metal, you know, where they're like shiny silver metal.
Oh, that sounds cozy. Like what you put up in the window of your car to refract
yes.
the light.
Yeah. They're like, I don't know why. They're those emergency blankets. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Are you guys going like to space? What?
Yeah. Well, now you know. We're moving to St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes. Come to the dark side.
That was
come
for
to
you.
The dark
I'm never
side.
Never doing that again.
Thank you.
No, but those like silver emergency blankets.
Yeah. With the
whatever.
UN fires.
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
like,
we have an emergency like, fire blanket.
You guys are going on a road trip across America where you can buy things. Like, there are things in their stuff. And you're just like, okay, we don't have, look, you guys, thank you for the
we
painting.
We need 30 pounds of dried meats. We need silver emergency blankets. Fire retardant? I don't know. Tire chains.
We don't have room
for
your gift.
Suitcases.
Everything's
yeah, and don't
labeled.
Give us anything. Fuck you guys.
Everything's labeled. This one's cashews. This one's almonds. And this suitcase is apricots. What's
and this
the
is
fourth
for our
one?
Shit.
Yeah.
This empty one's for our shit. Okay, back to the movie. So,
okay.
So they're warming up under their weird aluminum emergency blanket.
Right.
And then there's like an electric storm.
Okay.
Like a freak electric storm. And then in like a Freaky Friday situation, their genitals switch. They swap genitals.
I love it.
And then it's a wacky love story from there.
Oh, that, I really
liked I did
that.
All the hard work. That beginning was a lot.
So then they wake up. And do they notice right away? So they wake up and they're like, oh, let's get back in the car.
Oh, no, I think it's, you know.
They look.
Like, you know, there can be like a real funny. I'm also picturing a young Tom Hanks as the main character.
Well, his reactions are going to be great.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think like he can find out like he goes to like, you know, take a piss.
Yep.
That's at like a truck stop.
Yep.
And then it's, you know, just wacky Tom Hanks. Also, like in Big, at the on the floor of the truck stop is a giant piano. So then he plays. Yeah. He plays the piano.
I think they should discover when they pee, but I think it should be not in a truck stop. I think it should be they start driving and then they're like, oh, man, I really got to pee. And so then he, to be cocky, is like, I can just pee in this Gatorade bottle. And she's like, ugh, boys are so lucky. And then without looking, he just
unzips. And then he pisses all over the seat.
All over the seat. And he's holding.
You're right. That's
Gatorade.
Much better.
And he just sprays pee all over the seat.
You know, like how women do. Right. Like an angry alley cat. Right. God, why do we not get more calls from Hollywood? I don't get it. Are they not listening, or are they just stealing these absolute blockbuster movie
ideas?
Oh,
I think they're for sure stealing it. I mean, someone's
if
listening.
If a Freaky Friday-esque movie comes out in which a couple is on a road trip, fucks in the snow, right. And then an electric storm switches their genitals, I'm suing.
Oh, we should sue.
I know parallel thinking, but come on.
Right. And we'll call it, because we can call it like Freaky Fuck Parts or something like that. Freaky Fucky. No,
we're not calling it Freaky Fucky. That sounds questionably racist.
Oh, it does. You're right. Oh, that's the star of our ABC show.
What was that show called?
Something with the chins, the chin chins.
Oh yeah, too many chins.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, anything we pitch with the word chin has too many chins.
But by the way, I just got a text from my friend saying I'm gonna poop and then come over. So see, it's not just Wendy and I that only talk about poop.
Right.
It's also other people that I am friends with. I just surround myself with people who want to talk about their shit and other people's shit at least a good 6 to 9 hours out of the day.
Well, and that's a real conversation, because, you know, people have like bullshit conversations about the weather and how are you feeling. But a real deep conversation begins and ends at some point with I have to shit.
Yeah.
It's the most basic. I took a shit.
Well, how do you
know
you're having a good time?
Yeah.
Or going to have a good time. How,
right.
How do you know if you had a good time or are about to have a good time if you don't either start or end with a shit?
Right. Well, that's the thing. That's the best way to gauge whether or not you're having a good time. You might be at a party and think you're having fun, but it's like, did you shit before the party?
Love a good at a party shit.
See, I like to empty myself out before I go, if I can, if it's possible. I have a couple stretches that I do that can like get.
Yeah,
me
but
in
what
mood.
Happens? Like, you go to a party and someone ordered like Pizza Hut, and you just smell it.
Yeah. Well, in that case,
you have to immediately shit again.
Yeah, that's why I bring matches. And Cardi B did post that tip on her Instagram a while back, but it's something that I do 100% of the time. I always have a book of matches like in my pocket on the off chance that I gotta shit somewhere publicly, and you can clear it up.
Oh, I like just letting them know I was there.
Yeah. Well, oh my God. One time, this was like a year ago. This is at New York Comedy Club. I had the craziest diarrhea and I thought it stopped. And so I went and it was like a huge party. We were like a viewing, both rooms were open. And I went, and there are two different bathrooms, and I went in one and I shit and I was like, oh my God. And I lit a match and trying to cover it up, but it was super packed in there. And I walked out and I tried to like be cool, but I was like sweating. I was like, people are going to know. It's like, it's so bad. So I like closed the door and kind of walked away. And then like, as I was walking away, I heard like three comics go like, from like far away from the bathroom. They were like,
from not even like, they didn't go into the bathroom.
Oh no. I walked out. And I was just like trying to like play it cool. And I was like, felt like
I didn't shit. I've never shit.
I felt like I had murdered someone, and I was trying to like act like, okay, just be cool when they discover the body. Just like be cool and like act, just
act surprised,
right? Be also surprised. But I walked out, and I heard people just going like, "Oh my god, do you smell that?" Like, ugh. And they were like super like, and they were like, "Oh my god, is that from the bathroom? I can smell it way the fuck up here." And everyone was like, and I was like, "I'm get. They're gonna know it's me because I was, and I just knew." And my one buddy saw me just like, and everyone was commenting on it, and it's like, do I comment on it also, or yeah, like how do I react here? It's the only time I've been like legit embarrassed, and I just was like staring at the wall, and I was like, I'm gonna act like I don't notice it.
You don't smell it.
That's gonna be my move, is to not comment.
Good move. Solid. So, what are you guys talking about? I don't smell anything.
So I just like looked straight ahead and didn't say anything, and my buddy just leaned over and he goes, was that you? Was that you? And I go, my buddy Zach, I remember Zach, he goes, was that you? Did you just kill that bathroom? And I go, yeah. And he goes, I just killed the other bathroom in the other room. And I was like, oh my god. And he goes, should we just leave? And I was like, yes. And so he and I both just in solidarity did not say goodbye to anyone. We just walked out, and we just like walked to the train.
Which, by the way, yeah, that's a real good way to not make people suspicious that it was you. When everyone's like, oh my god, what's that smell? And then you just like back out in the back door.
I know.
Just sneak away into the night. Where'd Wendy go? Someone took a really gross shit and then Wendy disappeared. That's weird. What a crazy coincidence.
That was one of the most embarrassing things. And then I did have our buddy Danny, who like the three of us came to the party together. Our friend Danny texted both of us like, where'd you guys go? And we're like, we left. And he was like, did you guys blow up the bathroom? Everyone, it smells like shit. And so that was the one. And so I'm sure people know. I know.
I'm telling you right now, everyone knows that was you.
It was really, that was the one time I was, because I know, and I wish I could be like, where it's like, because sometimes funny to be like, haha, I did that. But I was like, oh god, I'm really sorry. Like, it was smelled so bad that it wasn't even like funny. It was like a rude thing to do. Oh god.
Yeah, but sometimes you just have to take really, I mean, that's the thing. Typically, if I'm pooping outside of my home, it's because I have to.
Yeah.
Like, immediately.
Yeah. So see, shitting is a good way to know if you're having a good time. It's also another fun way to let people know how maybe they're not having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way. It's just a good barometer of like, how is your time?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is your time good or is your time bad?
And also like the consistency of your shit.
You should look at all your shits. That's real.
Yeah. Just get one of those poo books. They've got those poo books.
Where do you keep? Do you have one?
No, my friend has one.
And you can,
it's behind it. He has it like in his bathroom. It's like kind of a joke thing, but it's also genuine, where it's like different types of poo.
Yeah.
And like what it means.
Oh, so interesting.
Like when you take a poo, you can like look at the book.
That's a good idea.
Little hard rabbit poos or like fluffy poos. Long poos.
Yeah, a fluffy one is good, and when it's in the shape of like an S, that's good. That means a lot of fiber.
Fluffy S's.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, yeah, a fluffy S. That's how you know that's it's like super. Good job.
Super shit.
Right.
They're cooking something, and it's killing me. I'm starving. I've been up since fucking 5:30.
Oh, God.
Oh, I have not slept.
Yeah.
I thought when I'd get to... Well, then, and I couldn't get a hold of my mom yesterday, so I was really stressed about that.
Did you see her yesterday?
Because
they've
just been giving her, like, a ton of drugs. No. Because I couldn't get a hold of her. Okay, so, like, my fucking parents are still together. We never talked about that. We can get into that at a later date when I'm not so emotional.
Yeah.
But so I can't just, like, go up there because my dad could be there.
Right.
And for my own, you know, mental health and well-being, I refuse to deal with him in any way.
Right.
So, yeah, I was going to go up there yesterday, but then she wasn't calling me back. I called her like 8 times. And I couldn't just, I can't just go because right. He could be there.
And that's so really good that you're sticking to that. A lot of people, if you haven't heard the episode, go back and listen to My Dad's a Real Piece of Shit. But that's like...
The title says it all.
Right. My dad's a real fluffy ass.
No, that's because a fluffy ass is a good ass.
Yeah, you're right. He's a bad one. He's a rabbit poos.
Yeah. He's a hard pebble.
Yep, it hurts, shit. And it's not good for anyone. Yeah, that's really impressive that you're sticking with that. Like, not to get all serious, but I mean,
thanks.
Because a lot of people,
really fun.
Because a lot of people would buckle, and that's you're like, well, you know what? Fuck it, I'll just go back on it because I do want to see my mom. But it's also like, and hopefully, and even though with whatever, but still, like, the good thing is hopefully that at some point maybe like kind of bleeds into her brain to be like, yeah. Oh, he really is a bad guy.
I mean,
guy.
Ideally, that's like the. You know, but I doubt that will happen. Yeah. At this point, I'm trying to like fix this.
Yeah,
I can't. God, that cup of pens. I know we make fun of. That was good tech. That was solid.
Yeah. Well, the cup of pens is nice because it holds a stable. And speaking of tech, and I don't know, it might last. We might be good for the rest of the to keep recording for the rest of the episode. But my earpod battery keeps giving me a notification that it's like dying. So I might need to switch.
That's what you get for getting those fucking things.
First of all, they were a gift. I would never have spent money on these. Do you know how expensive
these
were? Aren't
they like $1,000?
They're like $160. And they're...
Oh, that's cheaper than those Beats.
By Dre.
Yeah. Thank you for dropping that beat. Thank you for dropping that plug.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Is Dr. Dre in there with you? Are you
I didn't want to say anything, guys. Okay. I'm staying at my buddy Dr. Dre's house in Capo Beach.
But these things, so they're like $160. They were a gift. I would never have bought them because, first of all, it's one of these rich people things where it's like a status symbol to mm-hmm. be like, oh, look, I can afford these. But they're actually less convenient in every way because you have to charge them. So these go in a little case that is the size of tooth floss. So you have to charge these things. And so when you do that, and then you have to charge the case and then the pod. So the battery runs out like this. The other thing is, so that's a pain in the ass. Also, it's really easy if you're like putting on like a scarf or a jacket or like your hood or whatever to knock them out and have them fall into a sewer drain. Like they're super easy to lose.
Yeah. No, when those came out, I was like, that's the dumbest idea and I'm never getting them.
Yeah,
I'm annoyed enough that they fucking what Apple did because they're cunts is the new iPhones don't have a regular headphone jack thing.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's the charger. So now my headphones, you know, like your charger, the little thingy that you stick in.
Yep. Oh, my thing died. So you might have to edit this out, Marty, because now she's on speaker.
Can you plug headphones into your phone?
No, I only have this thing. If you have regular earbuds for an iPhone, this doesn't have that. I need an adapter. This is an iPhone. Megan and I are literally just talking
about.
This
is literally what we're yelling about right now.
Not on me. No.
We could just make this a really weird, funny cliffhanger of an episode.
No, hold on.
I mean, I'm not going to be able to hear her that much.
Yeah, put your headphones in and see if you can hear her. Like, if you can hear, get feedback of her through the thing. All right, Megan, talk. Let's see what this sounds like.
This is perfect. Can you hear me? Leave all of this in.
It's going to be there, but her audio will cover it up to the point where I don't think it'll matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me turn the volume down. Okay, Megan, talk again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear
her? Is it too weird?
Are you picking her up on there now?
No, I mean, it's that bit. So it's like, it's nothing.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, great.
All right, great.
Let's
so if
keep
you
complaining.
Hear feedback, these fucking things.
Guys, this is real time. Yes, I just burped into the microphone. Maybe you heard it twice because Apple products are bullshit, like we were saying.
Yeah, and that's the thing is Marty's got, he's like, oh, can you plug these headphones in? Do you have a regular jack? And it's like, no, I don't because I don't even have the new one, but I have the iPhone 7. In the iPhone 7.
Oh, did they do it at the 7? The last one I had was the fucking 4.
Yeah, the 7, the thing where you plug where you would put a headphone jack in is also the charger.
Yeah, that's just what they do. And they suck because also now we just have to have extra shitty other headphones because it doesn't work like that on my computer. So I have to have two different sets of headphones. And yeah. I can't charge my phone and have my headphones plugged in anymore.
I know.
Fuck you, Apple.
And now I got to put these
now there's feedback
things in here. and I got to unplug my phone and charge. This is, I mean, and I got to charge my tooth floss.
It does. They look stupid.
And this is, and this shit, you want to talk about, that's another thing to, that's easy to lose. Look at this. So now that there's going to be all kinds of feedback, I'm so mad.
Jesus Christ. What? Everything's falling apart over here.
Did you accidentally throw your phone or did you do that on purpose?
I threw my phone because I just kicked over my glass of water. This is, it's all falling apart. And I can't clean it up because we're recording.
Awesome. And oh, I just dug through my purse house. Looking for my tooth floss thing.
Should I get Preston? I'll get Preston in here to clean my mess.
Perfect.
And then we'll ignore him.
Yeah. Thanks, Preston.
No, I won't do that. I'll just let it soak into their carpet.
Do you want to hear something fun? Speaking of, and this is something that I have not told you, and Marty asked me, and I was like, I'm going to wait to complain about it on the pod. So,
oh, can't wait.
Here's something interesting. Speaking of Hollywood stealing our ideas.
Uh-oh.
I found out, and again, when this movie comes out, the documentary.
Am I going to lose my mind right
everybody
now?
Everybody see it, right?
Am I going to lose my fucking mind?
Probably. So I got an email. So I got this when they posted this poster on Instagram, the production company being like, oh, like to promote the movie, right? So I reposted it. And I think I told so. And I emailed them like, hey, are we starting promotional stuff? Like, I should be involved in this. Like, let me know. Let me get Christina involved so that she can set up tour. So I in a that's like kind of a nice way because I'm in a position. We talked about this before, but like, as a woman, even in business, you have to send an email of like, hey, sorry to bother you. Ooh.
Yeah.
But they also like are in control of releasing this movie, which is going to be very helpful for my career. So I can't be like too big of a cunt. But then there's also a balance of like, OK, but then don't.
But also I need to have a say in this because it's me.
Right. And don't treat me like I'm completely nothing. Right.
Yeah.
So. So I emailed them and I was like, hey, would you involve me? Make sure you involve me in all the promotional stuff and tried to be in a nice way. And then his response was, oh, that's not the official poster. We're just doing that to drum up like hype for the European markets to get big, you know, to get people to invest. And so he writes that. And then he's like, we're still working on this, that and the other. And I'm like, OK, that was nice. And he goes, I'm sorry I missed you at the premiere. So this production company released another movie that's in the festival circuit and is being released in theaters on a limited run and is going to be available to be purchased, like to be viewed streaming. Mm-hmm. He goes, by the way, I missed you at the premiere. I invited you to the one on Valentine's Day.
Oh my God.
He goes, I wanted you to come because we used a clip of your stand up from Funny Pains in this movie. I know.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sorry.
And I go, so no, and my, and because, and the way that my brain works, and I'm not, this is not disingenuous, my first thought was not to be like, oh my God, you can't use that clip. My first thought was like,
how cool.
Yeah, I was like, cool. Is that a credit? Do I get paid for that? Like, awesome. So I'm like, so I was like, oh, that's cool. And then he told me which clip it was. And he's like, yeah, it would be. So I didn't even think anything of it. I was just like, oh, that's cool. And then my first, I was like, oh, maybe I'll get paid for that or whatever. And I was like, oh, and if it's SAG, does that count? Like, I was just, so I wasn't even thinking. So then I show Melissa, who's like my acting as my lawyer. And I was going to send it to Tyler, too. So Melissa sees it and I'm like, just because I was like, hey, this is the response with the poster thing. And I just am copying her on everything. And she read that and she was like, full stop. Holy shit.
Yeah,
they can't just use. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And she's like, so I responded and asked like, hey, do you need me to sign a waiver for that? Like, do I get paid? How does that work? Trying to figure out like what's going on.
Yeah.
Because Melissa goes, she's like, if they pulled that clip off YouTube, and she's like, and I know it's from a clip of another movie that they're making with you, but it's not the same movie. So, like, I didn't sign anything to release that. So I wrote it in a nice way. I was like, hey, like, what's the deal with that? What's going on with that? Please let me know. And he waited 2 days and then wrote back to me and didn't copy Jorge on it. And Jorge's the film. He's the guy that made the movie. So this guy from the production company writes me back and he goes, okay, Wendy, problem solved. We resolved it. I'm glad that this issue came up. We just removed your clip from the movie and we used our other friend's clip. And it's just really kind of email. And he's like, you know, as the producer on all these projects, like I'm allowed to use that footage for anything that
I want.
No,
you're not. No, you're not. That's not at all how that works.
And he wrote, and he didn't copy Jorge on this. He goes, he's like, I didn't ask permission from the Funny Faints people because I'm the executive producer, so I can do whatever I want. But I pulled the clip, so there won't be a problem. And was just very, like, very short with me. And I was, it's really frustrating because I wanted to cry because I'm like, why are they actively, like, it seems like they actively don't like me, which is, I mean, understandable.
Well, no, I don't think it has anything to do with you personally. That guy's just a cunt.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, that's not how that works, by the way.
Right. I didn't think so.
If you're the executive producer of fucking an X-Men movie, you can't just then go and shove like a scene from that X-Men movie into another movie you're executive producing.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
I did not think that's
what that means.
Yeah.
No. That's insane. Do you understand how insane that would be if that was okay?
Right. People would be doing that all the time. And it's like, well, obviously it's not okay because...
There'd be X-Men in everything.
I know.
I mean, everything would be better.
Everything would be better. It'd be X-Men. Every Steven Spielberg movie would have a clip of Jaws.
Yeah, that would be so much better. Oh, yeah. Actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's kind of a good idea. Just like in any movie, if it's like, oh, it's really dragging in this part. We need some suspense. Just there's just a shot of a buoy.
But can I say really quick how, like, regardless, even if you have no idea how, like, production or anything works, and you were a total idiot and didn't, you know what I'm saying? The way he responded proves you right.
Correct. Yeah.
Because if it was all kosher, wouldn't he be like, actually, you know, it's whatever, it's cool. You don't, you know, this, here's the lawyer. I can do this.
Right.
And here's why. He wouldn't be like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Fuck you.
Right. I know.
He wouldn't have sent an aggressive email. Also being like, but I got rid of it. If it was chill, then why did you get rid of it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you get rid of it because a lawyer got involved on your side and was like, you need some sort of something for that?
Right.
Because your likeness is being used and you signed nothing?
Right.
Unless you signed some in perpetuity bullshit with Jorge and he can just use that, your shit from that movie forever?
Yeah, in perpetuity.
For anything?
That's a good lawyer word. And I tried, when I emailed him back, my mom was so funny. My mom was like, I was talking to my mom and I'm like, she was giving me like very dumbed down words. And I said something like in perpetuity. And she goes, well, you don't want it to sound like you. And I go, well, I'm not trying to sound like I lawyered up. I was like, but I'm smart enough that I do know what that word means.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, it was just such a crazy, and it's a weird thing to try to navigate. Cause it's like, yeah, I mean, I have to get some, I'm going to just have some, like a manager or somebody start communicating with them on my behalf.
You have to.
Or like, just like do it an Australian accent and do it myself.
Oh, let's go with that one. Practice right now. What's your Australian manager's name? Wendy Sterling?
Yeah.
Wendy with a Y, Sterling.
Yep.
Australian manager.
My name's Sheila.
Oh, it's no. Your name's not Sheila.
Aren't they all girls named Sheila?
Yeah, it's like old lady.
Right.
Like my Sheila.
Yeah. My name's Sheila on the Barbie.
Oh, also not even kind of an Australian accent.
You know what sounds
like? Keep going. Write your email right now. It's me, Sheila on the Barbie. Right. Like, it's what?
Huh? Oi. Sorry, I didn't get back to you. I was too busy having Marmite.
And what is your voice?
I don't know. And you know what sad is? And a lot of people think like I'm purposely doing a bad one to be funny.
No, you're trying. You are trying. Please, God, let us have just one Australian listener.
That will pretend to be my
manager. Please immediately reach out to us.
Yeah.
In a fit of rage.
If there's an Australian listener that wants to be my fake manager.
No, you. I think you've got that covered. Sheila on the Barbies on the case.
Oh my God. But yeah, so who knows? That movie might not ever come out. I fucking don't know. I mean, it's like.
Well, now I have questions about this production company.
Right. That's shady, right? I mean, it's.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the other thing that's so funny. Like, my friend in LA is doing this right now, like, is connected to a production company distributor situation. And he's telling me, and it's like, it's very shady sounding. Like, everything that they're doing, I'm like, this seems like you're just being, like, strung along a little bit.
Like, what kind of stuff? Like, what is it?
Just, like, buying scripts and then, or being, like, about to buy a script and then being like, no, but we still want to work with you. So he's basically doing a bunch of work for free.
Mm.
With the promise of, like, things to come.
Yeah.
But then those carrots just keep getting dangled further and further away.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times, like, people are so desperate for a break.
Yep.
That they allow themselves to kind of be fucked with a little more than they would in a normal situation. And there's just so many fake, shady. I mean, it's so easy to do in entertainment. Just funnel money into something or have no fucking money and just fake it.
Right.
And just be a grifter. Just be a straight up grifter.
Well, and that's because, and part of, and not because obviously like I love American Greed. Shout out to CNBC. Please sponsor us.
The whole channel. We would like the entire channel CNBC to be our only sponsor.
Yeah, we record here on Wall Street. So I don't but it is where you look at and you start to see like the kind of the bullshit personality of the con artist. And when someone's not being upfront, and that personality of like, you know, like the fast talking, and it is sad when people are so desperate for like a break or a chance or success or anything, mm-hmm. like whether it's these like just these pyramid schemes where people like, do you want to run your own business? Like my sister did LuLaRoe, and that's a fucking crazy pyramid scheme. And you just think like,
what was it the thing I think?
What, the clothing thing?
The leggings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, but a lot of times when something like sounds too good to be true, it usually is. But, mm-hmm. And obviously, but like, yeah, that's with this movie. So what's happened is, and it's just interesting because I know that Jorge, like to make the documentary, like, oh, and I just put a new clip up on Patreon. There's a clip on the Patreon that I put up today. The one from you and me in my apartment in Astoria. When Jorge was filming.
Oh, yes.
That's actually perfect for this. Because so that's perfect. When Jorge, well, that was, I'd had my first seeking arrangements visit the day before.
Peanut butter.
Oh, yes. My favorite, I think about.
My favorite peanut butter man.
My favorite peanut butter man. My top five fave faults for my favorite peanut butter man. But like the fun, dude, that video, every time I watch it, when you say I have a mother, I like piss my pants laughing.
That was, I'm so glad that's recorded.
Yeah. But
just like this podcast, Wendy and I, we just want to, just for us, we want all of our conversations recorded so that when we're 49, the year before one of you murders us.
Yeah.
Or in 49 years.
Correct.
Not when we're 49.
No, no, no.
Well, hey, things could change. Maybe when we're 49.
Yeah.
But right now we're both feeling pretty okay and healthy. So in 49 years, we want all of our conversations filmed and audio recorded so that we can watch them that last year and then have one of you murder us.
Right. It's just really, and this podcast is for us. We're again, and we, I got the list.
That's very clear. It's very clear that this is for no one else. No one's curious about who we're making this for.
Yeah.
No one. The answer's no one. This has no audience.
We're like, It just makes us feel good to be like, we have a podcast. Now, how much money do you make? I'm sorry, how much money do we spend? I'm
thinking, yeah, what's your demographic? Demo who?
Demo huh?
Us?
Yeah.
Oh, it's two white women, early to mid 30s.
Yeah.
Insane.
Right.
That's oddly specific.
Yeah, and they've both kind of
named Wendy and Megan.
Yeah. Their names are Wendy and Megan. We found it's very specific. It's two white women in their 30s without real jobs. Like,
yeah. They have seven jobs, but none of them are real.
Right. They have seven jobs and no money. It's very strange. Yeah.
And they spend money to do this podcast.
Right.
That's our demographic.
Right. But that clip... And this just shows you that, like, the time that was, and I know it takes a long time to make a movie or whatever and to get a movie out, but, like, this movie's essentially has been done and edited for the last 6 months.
That was 3 years ago. Wasn't that three
yeah,
years
ago?
Yeah,
that was the day that he came and they, like, so that was shot by the documentary people and he showed up to be like, we got distribution, we got picked up by a production company and they love it. And those people that, and then we were just like, yeah, whatever, we're still drunk anyway. Guess what happened yesterday? here's what's kind of whenever I was like, I'll email them or like when I ask a question, they respond to me as if I'm like being a fucking problem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're like, whoa, when you're like real emotional and you're, it's like, okay, first of all, yeah, I know, that's why you made a movie about me. When you're promoting it, it sure is fun to have a fucking crazy unhinged person on camera. And it's like, I wasn't acting. You're like,
I am not well.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm not doing okay. They're like, this is great because with the movie we can promote it. We can do like hashtag. I remember when he was like promoting it with clips of like a couple years ago, and it was just like it would be a picture of me, and then it was like hashtag Mental Health Awareness Week, hashtag Bipolar, hashtag Suicide Prevention, and I was like, what the fuck?
What the?
That's real.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
just your face. Hashtag bipolar. That, I mean, should be a poster for the movie. Let's start making just you wearing one of the many wigs or all of them at once that you own. Just hashtag bipolar.
Yeah, it's like,
well, that's good. So it's good to know that everything's going good with the movie.
I know, but it's just this weird thing where I like try to be excited about it, but then I just have to block it out.
Well, it's also, they certainly, I mean, I think all parties involved, if everything is on the up and up and totally chill, they're doing a hell of a job of making it seem like they aren't by the way they respond to you.
Right.
And not looping you in on things. So it's like, if everything is chill and you are being a fucking crazy person about this, they shouldn't be handling it this way. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Well, and I mean,
like, they're just, if this is all a delusion you've created, they're super feeding into it.
Yeah. If this is some crazy schizophrenic like thing that I've built in my mind. But it reminds me of like when I was in the psych ward and you were like, hey, can I get my hairbrush? And they're just like, what the fuck? And they act like you've got a gun. And so then you get mad and crazy because they're, and then they just, it's like they're making you more crazy.
Yeah.
And no, I know that it's like, and there are other emails going on because I have a couple other people that are working with them, like Christina, my friend Jerry's working with them. So like they have emails that they don't loop me in on stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's this weird thing where we have to like blind copy each other on stuff.
Yeah. Which that's what I'm saying. It's very.
Yeah.
If everything is fine, they're certainly doing a great job of making it appear like they're actively trying to cut you out.
I know. It's like. It's just one of those things where it's like, I mean, you just have to kind of like suck it up and then, you know, and then once it comes out, if it comes out, you know.
Have you had your contract looked at? We don't need to talk about this on the podcast. This is boring.
Yeah, that's boring.
This is definitely not interesting to anyone. Hey, can you get it out right now and can we go over it? Let me get Tyler
up on line. Well, just, you know, actually, let's get Tyler and we can do three-way call.
We'll get Tyler up and line by line, we'll go through it.
Teach people how to read a contract. That's a good.
Next week on PFG, the shitcast.
Yeah.
Momcast shitcast. Contract cast.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. So, I mean, whatever. At least, yeah. That's the only good thing is that I have a new fuck buddy that I think will be
great. There we go. So, see, guys, our weeks aren't all bad.
I mean,
yeah, my mom broke her hip and I'm homeless, but Wendy found a new person to fuck.
Yeah. Your mom broke her hip. You're homeless. I'm actively getting cut out of a deal.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actively being exploited and not paid. But I got some really good new dick last night.
Yeah. So it's, again, you know, we always talk about life's about balance, the right. good and the bad. This is a perfect example. Everything can be shit in your life, but as long as you just have good dick, ladies.
Right.
And gentlemen.
Yeah. It's, I mean, and when we say you can have bad shit in your life, we mean literally. Like,
we mean literal shit. Sometimes you don't always get a fluffy ass.
No. God. That's also.
Sometimes you get a shitty dad in the form of hard rabbit poos.
Dude, that's I. You know what? I'd want to get a book. You know, they have the book of poops. We should also get a book, like a bedtime nightstand of like a book of dicks. So that when the guy pulls his dick out of you, you can like, oh, let's compare it.
Oh, that's a great idea. Ooh, that's a good idea. A coffee table book of dicks that exists. I'm going to Google it.
And we can
that already exists.
That's a great idea. Yep. And then we can like the different curvatures and all the different and we'll do like little drawings of them.
Yeah,
like,
there's no way that doesn't exist.
Well, I bet it doesn't. And don't steal our idea. Look, we're not going to make money from our other jobs, but one of these fucking ideas is going to work.
That don't exist.
So here's what we're going to do. Here's the challenge for this week. And I think this is actually a really great idea because I think this is a book we can sell and we'll cut you guys in on it if you're listening.
Take a picture of your dick or a friend's dick.
Well, I was going to say do a drawing, but a picture is also
good. Oh. Oh, no, I like the drawing better because we've tried art on this contract cast and we are not good at it. So yeah. I can only imagine, we know we have some talented artist listeners, but I bet we have way more untalented artist listeners.
Right. For sure. And so we want your best and worst drawings. And here's what we'll do. So it'll be drawings of different types of dicks. And just like in the poo book, where it'll show up like one kind of a poo, and then it describes like, okay, this is what this means. With whatever the dick shape is, like if it curves this way or if the head, whatever it is, we can be like, these are the pros and cons of this type of dick.
That's great. So everyone, get caught by your loved ones drawing a lot of dicks.
Yes.
This week.
And again, we want pros and cons. It doesn't have to be super realistic. I mean, it can be, but I think that's...
Oh, you could... No. Oh, I think really get crazy with it. Make up a dick.
Yeah, there are some really good... And that's a really good idea.
Alt dicks.
What did you say?
Shout out to my friends. Alternative dicks.
Yes. Alt dicks.
Alt dicks. Yeah. You look so upset.
Well, I was trying to think
a dick with a spike in it.
Yeah.
A dick that is a dick that's a pussy.
A pierced dick.
That's an alternative dick.
Yep.
Freaky Friday situation where it started out as a dick and then it turned into a pussy.
And that, you know what? So look, this book is a companion piece to our movie, which we will find out the name, but the book title is Freaky Fucky.
Fine. I'll let you. You can have that.
Right?
I'll give you that. And then we'll work. Also, help us come up with names for our great new Tom Hanks romantic buddy road trip comedy.
Yeah.
And rate and review and whatever. And go to our Patreon.
Yeah, please do that. And yeah, send us pictures of those. Not your dicks. We're not asking for porn.
You could do a self-portrait.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us it's a self-portrait.
Yeah, you could do a selfie of your dick.
But not an actual picture. Don't send us pictures
of
your dicks.
Yeah. Draw a dicky. Draw us a little dicky, right?
Draw
Does that
us
work?
Little dickies.
So notice your drawings of dickies. What if it's a night, it's like a bed, it's like a book on your bed. I'm trying to think of the name for the book because it's like a good nighttime book of dicks.
Instead of good night moon, just good night dicks.
Good night dicks. I was going to say good night poon. And I know it's a picture
of dicks. That's the follow-up.
Yeah. Are you drawing dicks, Marty?
That goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy party.